Lil Flip in the building.
That pistol up on my right side, that purple all in my lungs. Keep it chopper with a chopper like Mad Max. Trap house man style with a cash hat. Fuck nigga better duck like Affleck. Cause I'm chasing the cheese like a lab rat. East side, I'm from there, so you know that I sold my drugs there. Got a bad bitch from England, she got an attitude and long hair. I can get a whole brick on this scale, nigga. Bitch, I'm fresh out of jail, nigga. Beat a good charge, made bail, nigga. On probation, blowing L's, nigga. Your bitch in my kitchen, she's snorting. This gun make a run like force. I supply them blocks, they tag them in the rocks, and the young niggas get them joints. Don't come to my block, you ain't from there. Don't come to my block, you don't live there. You might walk up, you might run up, but you fuck around and leave in a wheelchair. Yeah. Bitch in my kitchen, she's snoring. They laying up pouring, I'm snoring. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching Medusa, my underwear. Bitch in my kitchen, she's snoring. They laying up pouring, I'm snoring. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching Medusa, my underwear. Shoot a fuck nigga, better have help out. Your chop on the block, your litter.
Condo F-15, my guns, they all machine. It's 20 chickens in the kitchen, my girl cook like Paula Deen. My pit bull off the leash, it's blue with platinum teeth. I got the hookup with the cooker, plus I moved a masterpiece. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, I dress up all my rides. The exterior, plain Jane, but you should see the hole inside. These youngsters popping mollies, my shooter smoking D. And they got clovers on their shoulders, so you know they shoot for fleas.
Now what's up, Big Mouth? You still broke, huh?
Your shows be empty in my gig. My trap be jumping like Blake. My count you is like Drake. I be finger fucking millions with a pack of all my sillies.
In my kitchen, she's snoring. They laying up on the floor. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching Medusa, my underwear. Bitch, in my kitchen, she's snoring. They laying up on the floor. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching Medusa, my underwear. Shoot a fuck, nigga, better have half out. Your trap will block your litter.
Y'all can't stop
all I want.
got all this power. I got all this powder. Plus I got all these downers. I got heavy firepower. I put the power in power. Split your avocado hair trigger Palomalo. I'm the first to find out the last note. I'm the shit on the bathroom float. Used to sell fake crack or soap. They don't make soap like that no more. You live by the gavel or by the gun. Find out the chatter, we chop your tongue. And mail that bitch to your mama house with a note saying we got your son. I'm a beast in these streets. Nigga, say that then. I just did. But say that again. I'm a beast in these streets. Nigga, Glock 40 on fleek. Nigga, blood gang, bitch. Respect the powers that be. Nigga,
all I want is power. Money and the power. Money mafia. Middle finger to your cows. Her pussy got power. That's a different kind of power. Nigga, work his ass off. They get a million fucking dollars. It's a all I want is power.
All I want is power. Get this money,
all I want is power.
All I want is in power. All I want is in power. Money bring me the power.
I got street money. I drive fast cars. My 71 Cutlass is like a NASCAR. I got army guns. I tow pocket monsters. I run the hood, cause I control the youngsters.
I take paper, not pussy. I've been getting it in. You can't overlook me. I'm mobbed up, the whole squad tough. No limit, money mafia. We get it, we get it. These niggas be hating. We jump in the ghost and get gone. Nigga, we on. Play games in the zone. One call and you gone.
All I want is power.
3C murder.
Little flip in the building.
That pistol up on my right side, that purple all in my lungs.
Keep a chapter with a chopper like Mad Max. Trap house masked out with a cash hat. Fuck nigga better duck like Affleck. Cause I'm chasing the cheese like a lab rat.
East side, I'm from there. So you know that I sold my drugs there. Got a bad bitch from England. She got an attitude and long hair. I can get a whole brick on this tail, nigga. Bitch, I'm fresh out of jail, nigga. Beat a good truck, made bail, nigga. On probation, blowing L's, nigga. Your bitch in my kitchen, she's snorting. This gun make a run like force. I supply them blocks, they tag them in the rocks, and the young niggas get them joints. Don't come to my block, you ain't from there. Don't come to my block, you don't live there. You might walk up, you might run up, but you fuck around and leave in a wheelchair. Bitch in my kitchen, she's snoring. They laying up pouring, I'm snoring. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching Medusa, my underwear. Bitch in my kitchen, she's snoring. They laying up pouring, I'm snoring. I'm making them players in Delaware. I'm touching Medusa, my underwear. Shoot a fuck nigga, better have help out. Your chop will block your litter.
Flip in the building.
I had a condo at 15. My guns, they all machine. It's 20 chickens in the kitchen. My girl cook like Paula Dean. My pit bull off the leash. It's blue with platinum teeth. I got the hookup with the cooker. Plus, I moved a masterpiece. 25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, I dress up all my roster. Exterior, plain Jane, but you should see the hole inside. These youngsters popping mollies, my shooter smoking D, and they got clovers on their shoulders, so you know they shoot for flea.
Now what's up, big mouth, you still broke, huh? Your shows be empty in my D,
so clean.
My trap be jumping like Blake, my conduits like Drake, I be finger fucking millions with that packer on my ceiling.
My kitchen
destroyed,
they laying up on the floor, I'm making them play in the Delaware, touching my dude for my underwear. They laying up on the floor. I'm making them plays in Delaware. I'm touching Medusa my underwear. Shoot a fuck nigga, better have half out.
London, I respect all. And if you disrespect it, I'm a dog ball.
In the ghetto where we all grind, run up the sun now, hustle all night.
Shoot 'em up,
pressure on the nets at all times. Take one of mine, then I'ma make sure that we all cry. Homicide.
Shoot 'em up,
pray that it don't be a homicide.
Bro, Blazo, he ain't never gonna see that day glow. Nigga tried him, he caught a body, cause that pack didn't wave right. Old people screaming, leave him alone, and that shit that ain't right. Bitch, where I'm from, we earn stripes, whether that means 25 life. Many killers ain't coming home, pay tail all on the phone. Niggas on for hitting them licks, flipping them bricks and busting the chrome. My niggas on for hitting them licks, flipping them bricks and busting the chrome. Niggas on for taking them back, ripping that crack, selling them zones. Tried to get my cousin Vito 4 years for cocaine cases. But I'm steady, pissy, and dirty. Residue from them birdies and a nigga on probation.
Straight up,
homicide. In the ghetto where we all grind, up the sundown, hustle all night.
Shoot 'em up,
pressure on the net at all times. Take one of mine, then I'ma make sure that we all cry. Homicide.
Shoot 'em up,
pray that it don't be a homicide.
Lord, I'm late, Lord, I'm for a month straight.
Move.
Ain't no sleeping, nigga. Beefing, it's a month straight. Band-aids on my fingertips with gloves on. I clutch crawl. Duct tape the bottom of my shoes with the snub on. Up and spread to the pavement, you a blood donor. Infrared, white shirt, red, all the blood on it. Throw a bag of drugs on you for the crime scene. Drug-related homicide, closed case, crime scene. Extend the stick out, pick a block him to the dick out. Doctor was your bitch, she set you up, caught with your dick out. Trail you to the club and kept you thieving out that bitch. My decoy fight cause a distraction, leave you leaking out that bitch.
In the ghetto where we all grind, run up the sun now, hustle all night.
Shoot 'em up,
pressure on the nets at all times. Take one of mine, then I'ma make sure that we all cry. Homicide.
Shoot 'em up,
pray that it don't be a homicide. Homicide. Homicide.
Shoot 'em up.
Pray that it don't be a homicide.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuned into Madhouse Radio Show. You already know what your girl, Justice Lane. Make sure you check us out at ifm-radio.com. Tonight, we'll be joined by a special guest, Judge Juice. Make sure you stay tuned. Open phone line, 646-200-3230. The song that you were just listening to was Judge Juice featuring Kevin Gates, Homicide. Make sure you check it out. The next song coming up is Judge Juice featuring Future and Kush Gang.
Madhouse Radio, biatch.
Now y'all niggas ain't gonna never get tired of this exclusive shit, so we gonna keep dropping it on you. Just you, Future, hosted by DJ Jazz, take off.
And we got drugs if you wanna play.
We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy, and you gonna be up for a couple days. Another jacket with the red shit. I wake up next to a girl, I don't even know her name, damn.
Hey, what's that? It's styrofoam. This gang, you see this episode. Foreign girls, we popping the Miley. Let's be super strong. Me and Future rolling the blunt.
Rolling the blunt.
That's by the zone. Put a couple of groupies that he invited home. I don't know what name, and they don't know what name. But if we both spend some change, I guarantee she do some things. Once that Miley start moving, off them powers get groovy. These two girls making that movie. Getting higher than coolest, talking Pluto and Mars, elevate to the stars, popping Xanax and bars, this purple right out the jar. I've been going so hard in this Lambo Galore. My niggas trapping the raw for bitches who like the soul.
Hello.
We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Poppy, and you gon' be up for a couple days.
I'm leather jacket with the ratchet. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it. We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Molly and Posse and you gon' be up for a couple days. I'm leather jacket with the ratchet. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it. I'm Rockstar, Future Hendrix, John Lennon, reinvented, reincarnated. Big pimpin', big spender. Sad butler, I'm a hustler. Put that codeine in my cup for tea. No spikes on my feet. Pluto, you catch me in that pseudo. Rari, what's the main bitch? I got her noggin. I'm city to city, making these movies. No flogging. Rockstar lifestyle, so rock on ice, yeah. We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Posse, and you gon' be up for a couple days. I'm leather jacket with the ratchet. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it. We got drugs if you wanna play. Take this Miley and Posse, and you gon' be up for a couple days. I'm leather jacket with the ratchet. I wake up next to a girl, don't even know her name, damn it.
I wake up next to what's her name?
You know,
drop the ice in the styrofoam. You know I'm double tuffin', man.
Yeah.
I roll and wake and bake, I push, gang.
You
already know the agenda, making money. It's my pleasure,
yeah.
Every day I just gotta get money. You know they can't stop me, I'm on it and I'm on it. My hustle game can't be copied.
Fuck all these fakers.
They ain't see me. Throw the purple in that 24K. Call that blunt LA Lakers. Money making my major. All these niggas need favors.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the mayor. Yeah, baby, I'm fucking getting
it. I'm
getting mad. I've been telling these niggas I ain't playing.
Nope. We got drugs. Y'all niggas act like Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
We got drugs.
You listening to Justice Lane right now. This your boy Gold Rush. I ain't gonna lie.
And we're back. And you were just listening to Just Juice featuring Future and Chris Gang Entertainment. We got. Make sure you check it out on that Piff and YouTube and everywhere else. Just check, Google it. Right now we're live with Just Juice. Good evening, Just Juice. Are you live with me?
Hello, world.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm cooling. How you doing?
Good. Okay, well, tell everybody listening where you're from.
Well, I'm originally from North Carolina, but right now I'm based out of Atlanta, you feel me?
Okay, and how long have you been in the music industry as a rapper?
Well, I'm 26. I guess I've been doing it professionally for like 6 years, since I was like 20, 21, 5, 6 years.
Okay. Yeah, well, we follow some of your work. You're also a producer, so how long have you been doing that? The same amount of time?
Oh, no, I actually started rapping first. I only actually been making beats for like 3-4 years.
Okay. So where can we check out some of your beats before we get to the next stuff? How do we get a hold of them? Or people listening in, artists?
Well, all my beats, for the most part, they're exclusives. So if you got a budget and you want to hear some exclusive beats, you can hit justjuice@gmail.com, or you can go to www.justjuice.com. I've done tracks for Future, Brick Squad, just to name a few. And I just did a recent one for Slop, my homie Slop and Yo Gotti. That's coming soon. So to be continued.
Okay. Well, Just Juice, that's a very unique name. Where did you get that name from?
Well, actually, I don't really drink alcohol like that. So everybody used to just call me Juice. You feel me? It was just like everybody started calling me Juice where I was from. And then, but, you know, when OJ the Juice Man came out and Juicy J was really popping, everybody used to see me and be like, yo, OJ the Juice Man, Juicy J. And I'd be like, nah, bro, that's Juice. I was like, nah, bro, it's Just Juice. I was like, you know what? I'm about to just change my name, Just Juice. So when I see people, they be like, oh, that's Just Juice, not Juice Man, you feel me? Well, whatever.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, what inspired you to do music? Is there anybody else in your family that does music, or just you? Or what inspired you? Any artist, particular artist or event?
Well, I'm really the only, like, musician in my family that's really, like, going hard on the music. But, I mean, as far as, like, inspiration, anybody that follow my music or know me, I mean, I really like T-Pain, that, like, that Akon. I just like that sound, like, as far as, like, that auto-tune unique sound, that real diverse sound. But I think I bring my own tune and my own spin to the auto tune, even though everybody using it right now.
Mhm. Yeah, we see your track featuring the Migos going crazy. How did that come about, that collaboration?
Well, it just came from, I was really just in the studio in Charlotte, and I was just making beats. And, like, I was, like, chilling on my laptop, I made a beat, and I was like, yo, this one right here is pretty hot. So I just sent it off. Like, when I made it, I was like, yo, it sounds like a Migos beat. And I just sent it off. Like, being honest with you, since we're on the radio, I sent that same beat to Rick Ross, you feel me? So somebody from Maybach, listen, Ross, you got that open beat in your email. You feel me? I sent that same beat to Rick Ross. And I sent it to a couple other, like, major industry artists, too. So Migos was the ones that actually smashed on it. So when I got the Migos track back, it was like, hey, I got to do my thing. And then I put it out originally. The original version, you got to look hard and long to find it. But the original version of the song is actually called My Trap. And it's just me and the Migos. But after I put it out, like 3 days later, Lil Flip, he reached out to me and wanted to get on the song. So I took down to My Trap and put Lil Flip on the second verse. So that's really the original version.
Okay. Okay. We'll definitely make sure to check out the original version. What can we look for now from you? I see that you just dropped a track featuring Mike Jones and the Kush Gang. So what's up with that?
Oh, yo, shout out Texas. Yo, they showing me love. But, yo, the next move is, well, I just hosted a mixtape for Geek Squad. Shout out Geek Squad. I just did their mixtape. Mm-hmm. It's going crazy right now in Atlanta. I'm hosting a mixtape for Kush Gang artist Smilo. That drop on 420. That's going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dropping another mixtape for Zay Man. That's dropping in like May. I'm hosting that. That's going crazy. And I just got a bunch of tracks. I got a Young Thug track. It's probably going to drop either tomorrow. Yeah, it's dropping tomorrow. The Young Thug track or Rich the Kid. Mm-hmm. I got a track featuring Rich the Kid. So if it's a Young Thug or the Rich the Kid track, one of them got to go tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, you know, as all the listeners know, I recently just had, you know, the original Hot Boy Cash Money artist on the show, and he was talking about his situation with Birdman and everything, and being that you have a track with Young Thug and everything, and, you know, you have that relationship inside the industry as a producer and an artist, what would you say that your input is? How do you feel against that Barter Carter 6 with Young Thug?
Hey, well, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest with you. I actually just listened to part of the Barter 6, the Young Thug album, mixtape, whatever. And I ain't gonna lie, that shit hot. That's very hot. You feel me? Like, it's hot. Like, I can't even flex. But it's not Lil Wayne Carter hot. So I feel like it's going too much. I feel like certain people are legends in the game. Like, Lil Wayne, he had that legendary status. And you don't step on toes of a legend, so that's all I got to really say about it. But, you know, 46 years old.
That's what's up. That's 100. That's honest. So since you've been in the music industry, you know, who would you say that the most impact, like meeting them in person or working for them or producing with them, like, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Biggest impact in my career as far as any other artist or producer would be I was label mate with Terrell Phillips from the Grammy Award winning group Blackstreet after he got out of contract with Teddy Riley and Blackstreet, like probably like 10 years, well, I don't know how many years later, X amount of years later, we ended up linking up in 2013 and we was label mates. And so I worked under him as a producer, engineer. And he learned under Dr. Dre while Dre was mixing the Chronic. And then he taught me. So I feel like I learned from the best. That's by far.
Mm-hmm. And your productions, you said you've been doing for how long again was it? Sorry, 2-3 years?
For like 3-4 years. I've been making, it's 2014, I've been making beats since like 2000. I've been making beats since like maybe 2011, 2012. Because I didn't make the first single that I had to really pop off was Hold Up Trap, me and Freshie, man, Freshie. Shout out Greg Streets. Man, DJs, YMCMB for breaking that record. putting it under contract in 2011. Like, that was the first one I had in 2011, and I didn't make that beat. So in 2011, I wasn't making beats when that popped off. I started making beats after that. So like 2012, 2013 is when I really got serious in the beat making.
So you were signed to a label?
Yeah, I was signed under Die Hard Entertainment. Like, it's Samana under Interscope Records. I was signed with them for like a year. That's when I put together my whole album. I started putting together the Future track, linked up with Blackstreet and a bunch more artists. I did a track that's unreleased with Melanie Fiondi, Drummer Boy. I got a crazy catalog.
Okay. That's what's up. I see you grinding and definitely doing your thing. You know, that's what's up. As far as your career, where do you feel that you are now, and how do you feel towards the hip-hop industry, being that you're both an artist and a producer?
Well, I feel like right now, producers run the game. Like, with artists like Metro Boomin being in the video like you're an artist, you got producers like TM, 808 Mafia. They got their own documentary now. They charging $10,000 a beat, like, and these guys, they under no contract and no major label. It's just somebody making beats in the studio, and they got a hot enough buzz to where we can go around anywhere in Atlanta and play our beats. You go grab $500 to $10,000 anywhere, just popping up at a studio just because we already got a reference to our beats. So I think as far as on that aspect, producers in the South are winning. You know, as far as like artists, you know, right now who's winning is like the new artists, the digital artists, like the online artists, whoever can build that social media fan base, the Instagram artists, the Twitter artists, the Facebook artists, the social media famous guy or girl, that's who's popping right now. And I mean, really, all you need is you need a hot hook, a good beat, and a hashtag, and you the next one to go.
That's a real hashtag. Shout out to them hashtags, though. But, okay, well, as far as your productions, and then we'll get off that topic. So you are currently with Hustle Gang. You are a Hustle Gang producer and engineer?
Yeah, I engineer for Hustle Gang. I work under B-Wife. Shout out B-Wife. He do all the recording, the engineer for B.O.B. Y'all can look him up on Instagram, B_WEISS-Wife. He a fool with it. He's the best engineer I've ever worked with or worked around in my life. So, hey, all y'all check out B-Wife for Hustle Gang. He do all B.O.B. stuff, so... If you want somebody to be B.O.B. touch your work, give him a call. He's multi-platinum producer.
Okay. And how did that come up? How did that come about, being that you're from North Carolina?
Well, I actually was in North Carolina, and I was looking at a bunch of studios when I first moved to Atlanta, just trying to basically to whether I had to work to get in the studio, just to work as an engineer so they could hear my artistry, just to get in there first so they could hear my production. So I actually reached out to a bunch of studios, and actually before I decided the Hustle Gang studio, I actually did an interview with Stankonia and Outkast Studio as well. Like, a lot of people don't know that I did an interview with Outkast Studio, but the Outkast Studio weren't actually trying to pay me between us. Outkast, they were trying to make it more of an internship, which in Hustle Gang, they were actually letting me work in the studio with the major artists and slide them my beats and do their get paid for engineering sessions. They actually let me be a part of what was going on.
That's what's up. Shout out to Hustle Gang for that one. That's what's up. That's Southern love right there. Okay.
Yeah, it's real.
Yes. Well, we got some people online. I don't know if they're listening in, but we're going to bring them in and see if they have any questions or some shout outs. So just give
Let's
me a moment.
It.
Okay. Hello, you're live on Madhouse Radio with Justice Lane and Just Juice. Would you like to make a request or a shout-out or ask Juice a question?
Hello, hello.
Hello, you're live on Madhouse Radio. Do you have a request or shout-out?
Hello, yeah, I want to shout-out to Just Juice, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
hello.
You.
That's what's up, bro. Turn up. I'm an engineer.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see how good my ear is. That sound like Bam Beebe.
Oh, yeah, man. I want to know when that Geek Squad mixtape dropping, man.
Geek Squad.
That's a real producer for you. I know the tone of his voice. As soon as he started talking, I mix his vocals. That's Bam Beezy.
Yeah, y'all go fuck with Judge Deuce, man. He the hottest producer out right now. Then they got talent, man. I love the respect, man. I got respect for him. He hustle hard, man. Y'all salute that man.
Yes, that's what's up, bro. Salute to you, too. Squad.
Squad. Thank you. You listening? It's crazy stuff. Okay. Well, we have more callers, but before we get to the next call, real quick, we seen you drop some new music. Again, you know, to reiterate the whole thing you just dropped with Mike Jones, what else can we be expecting exclusively that you could just tell me?
Let me see. I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell you this one. This one's so exclusive, I'm not even supposed to tell this one. All right, well, I just did a track for my homie Slop and Yo Gotti. That joint is crazy. It is crazy. Like, it is crazy. So that one's going to be big. Y'all mark my words. Y'all remember Slop. Slop and Yo Gotti. Mm-hmm. That joint is crazy. It's by Jez Juice. Mm-hmm. It's on me. It's called It's On Me. You feel me? It's on me. I'm going to say it three times. It's on me. It's on me. It's on me. You feel me? And I got one more. I don't even know if I'm supposed to release this one. But I don't know. Some people might get mad at me later. But hey, it is what it is. It's a new track I just produced. It's Z-Man and DMX. It's coming soon. It's exclusive.
Oh, yeah. That's real exclusive. Shout out to DMX.
Shout out Kiss Gang and Z-Man and DMX. We got DMX on the hook. You feel me? DMX on the hook for Zay. I produced the track. It's crazy. And I got another one, Z-Man and me, featuring Chief Keef. All that'll be out in May. You feel me?
Yeah, we heard about you when talking about Geek Squad. We heard that y'all was turning up at the club the other night. It was Opera?
Yeah, Opera was crazy. Shout out Black Boy, Geek Squad, everybody in the building, Skipper the Flipper, QC came through, Jose Guapo,
yeah.
Rich Kid. It was our single release party. It was a movie. We was in VIP turning up. It was crazy. Shout out Young Remix, Young Loud, whole squad. You feel me?
Yes, what's up? That's what's up. All right. Well, you know, your resume, your musical talent is extensive. We already know that. You know, shout out to you grinding and definitely doing your thing. But everybody that comes on the Madhouse Radio Show, I got more questions for you, but I'm just going to hit this one real quick. What would you say is the craziest thing that ever happened to you within your music career?
Oh, that's easy. Okay. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
This was all. I'm going to make it real quick. Like, all right,
okay.
Me and my homie recording in the garage. We just had a saying called Hold Up Trap. He came to the crib, like, yo, I got a song. I got a banger. We recorded it like on a Tuesday, sent it to the radio DJ to host a mixtape on like a Wednesday. Had a show booked for the song CIAA Friday. Met Greg Street and Polo the Don that same night. That Monday, they had our single. Wanted us to come to Atlanta by the following Tuesday, had two shows booked for us in Atlanta by Thursday, and had the song on B103 in the top five behind a Millie by that Friday. All in 1 week, I seen my life change.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's definitely crazy. But before, you know, you've been through crazy things. You won music awards. You made Billboard top list for radio stations. Tell us a little bit about those credentials of yourself.
Boom. Oh, yeah, I'm on. Well, I started off, I was freestyle battling on Making the Station. I made Making the Station for 102 Jams. It's the biggest radio station in North Carolina. Basically, I was on there longer than anybody in history, 36 weeks straight, twice a week, battling, undefeated. I'm in the Hall of Fame for freestyling. And so what basically they did, the incentives they did was they broke a bunch of my records. They played the Hold Up Trap consistently, and they basically hosted my entire mixtape. The radio co-signed my mixtape, hosted my mixtape. They pushed it, they put it out, they distributed it. And so that was my first major accomplishment. And then the single I mentioned Greg picked up is on the Urban Billboard. You know what I mean? So you can go check that out. You can look up Hold Up Trap, and you can see that on the Urban Billboard. And you can also look me up on MTV.com. That's hot right now, artists to watch. You feel me?
Yeah, I just seen, shout out to Chris Gang, Zay Man, you already know. I just seen you guys' video got picked up by Vlad TV. Get it off the corner.
Yeah, shout out Vlad TV. They picked up my last three videos I did. So they've been showing love. So shout out Vlad and Kush Gang and BC Films.
Yeah, where did you guys shoot that video? What? How did that come about, you and Kush Gang?
We shot the Kush Gang. Well, me and Z-Man, we linked up basically just like through, I don't know, it's just like good music. They make good music, so you can't deny talent. Like, if I hear good music, I'm going to grab you. Like, that's what producers do, you feel me? So he make good music, so I just drew myself to him, and I just started giving him beats or whatever. And well, I'm gonna be real with you, not giving him beats. I started shooting him beats, and, you know, we start building a relationship that way. You know what I mean? But he got a lot of respect for him. He got a lot of respect for me, and now it's basically like I'm his producer. You know what I mean? I'm strictly his producer. Like, I'm not the only one that makes his beats, but I'm definitely the last one that touches all his records. We shot that video on Singer Island in West Palm Beach, Florida. Well, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, Singer Island. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So turn up. Shout out Z-Man down there in Miami turning up.
Mm-hmm. Well, being that you came so far and you still have, you know, a ways to go, what would you say that you faced any difficulties in the music industry, being that you were with a label, then you went independent, then you were with another label? Like, you know, what would you say that is the number one, you know, difficult thing that an artist, not just you, but any artist has to face, being that you've been with, you know, major people and labels and stuff like that?
Well, it's just knowing your circle and knowing the people you're around. That's basically the best advice I can give, because like once you start getting into the limelight and you start dealing with major artists, you start dealing with thousands of dollars. You feel me? So once you start dealing with thousands of dollars, like, people don't want to hear excuses. So it can't really be excuses. Everything's got to be cut and dry to the point. So it's basically, for the most part, it's just get your mind right. Like, I encourage every artist to go through artist development at least for a year, 6 months to a year, to get their mind ready and prepared for the next step. And I mean, I did a year of artist development. I was blessed to do it under Terrell from Blackstreet when I was label mates with him. So, you know, it's just getting your mind mentally ready for the next step and how to do things like this right here, knowing how to talk and answer questions like that when Justice Lane throw them at you.
You already know. There you go. Well, tell everybody where they could check you out on your Twitter, your Instagram. We already know that you're on the MTV Artist to Watch list, but, you know, where else on your social media can people check you out or listen to your music?
Everything is just Juice. JUSJOOSE. I ain't one of those people that put Just Juice _ the producer, Just Juice _ I make beats, Just Juice, I rap. Nah, everything is Just Juice. Like I'm working on a branding. You feel me? So everything Just Juice. Twitter Just Juice, mixtape. I mean, the Twitter Just Juice, Instagram Just Juice, Tumblr Just Juice, Pinterest Just Juice, Google Plus Just Juice, www.justjuice.com.
We got it. Google Just Juice. Well, also, you know, we follow your music here at IFM Radio, and we see that you've been hosting some really hot mixtapes. What got you into hosting? Like, you're really before you even answer that question, you're really a diverse artist. You know, you're not only an artist, you do your own mixing, mastering, your engineering, your producing, and everything, and, you know, you do a lot of things. So how did that get started? Like hosting, like DJing, what made you want to DJ?
Well, because it was like, in the beginning, it was just Juice. So it was like, I had to learn how to do everything. Before I had a budget to really put behind my music, like, I was doing it by myself. So I was in the studio, and I was like, yo, I want to do a mixtape. So I listened to these Jeezy mixtapes and Lil Wayne or Akon or whoever. I just listened to whoever was hot. I listened to their mixtape and be like, all right, well, they got a DJ screaming on it. All right, that's cool. So I taught myself how to DJ and then submitted to Coast to Coast DJs. They was like, okay, you can be a DJ. So I was like, okay. Coast to Coast accepted my little tape, audition tape, said I could be a Coast to Coast DJ. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm about to start hosting mixtapes. So basically what I was like, I rap, produce, engineer, and I host mixtapes. So I was like, yo, if I can host it, if I can make the beats, make the song, and then host it, I don't need nobody for nothing. So I basically was trying to do everything where I could do it myself because I didn't have the budget at the time, but it ended up working out in my favor now because I know how to do everything and I can charge people for it now because I know how to do it. But
in the beginning
I was doing it to save money and now I'm doing it to make money. So it's a huge turnaround.
That's what's up. Well, I see the phone lines lighting up. I see all you guys there. Trust me. You know, it's open phone line 646-230-230. Make sure you also check out our website. Yes, at ifm-radio.com. You already know it's your girl, Justice Lane. Before I hit you off with one more question, before we get back to the music, I'm going to take a couple of calls. Everybody listening,
ahead,
if
let's
you have
see what them, let's see what them callers talking about.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're live on Madhouse Radio. Do you have a request or a shout-out? Hello, caller.
Hello, world. Hello?
Yes, you're live on Madhouse Radio. Do you have a question for Judge Juice or a shout-out?
I was just saying hello, world.
Turn up.
Thank you. Thank you. Turn up. Okay. You're getting love. Trust me, there's way more calls. But before we get all to the callers, I just want to finish up this interview real quick. Okay, well, we've seen everything that you did. And, you know, up until this point, what can we expect within, you know, the next couple of weeks and stuff like that? You know, a little rumor told me that you were working on another mixtape. So what's up with that?
Well, I wasn't supposed to tell nobody, but the second quarter is dropping in May. The second quarter is dropping in May. I've yet to put a date on it, but I'm looking right now. I might drop it on Cinco de Mayo. So I might drop it on May 5th. But it's hosted right now. It's getting hosted by DJ Smoke. It's going to be on the I'll get the details for you. It's going to be on the front page of Spinrella for a whole week. So y'all going to see the countdown. Y'all go to Spinrella and Dat Piff. Y'all going to see the cover on the front page and the countdown for the mixtape, and y'all can go grab it. So y'all ain't going to be able to forget it. It's going to be up there for a week. So you're going to see a countdown, and then when it's time to go get it, you're going to get an alert to your phone and everything if you sign up for it. So all you got to do is go to Spinrella, and you can get the pre-order. It's free mixtape. You can pre-order it as soon as midnight hit. It'll electronic download to go to your phone, and you can be the first one to have it. You feel me? So all you got to do is go to Spinrella and pre-order it in like 2 weeks, and you got it. Just Juice, second quarter. It's called Just Juice, the second quarter. I'm in a timeout.
That's what's up. That's crazy. We heard the first quarter. We, you know, we've seen your numbers. You're killing the game. You know what I'm saying? What inspired the first quarter? Or what inspired to keep all those names? Like, how did that all come about?
Well, I played basketball, so it's basically always been a big fan of basketball. So the quarter is always, to me, like the first quarter is basically like the start. You know what I mean? We just going to start off and we're going to try and take off. So the first quarter, I hit them hard. The second quarter is a timeout. I'm going to give you all some, it's going to be more me. I'm going to be doing more storytelling. You're going to see more of my R&B. You're going to hear more of my R&B singing. It's going to be a lot of major features on here, but the features are going to be bigger on this one. You feel me? Like last time I had the Migos on here, but this time look for real platinum artists and real artists, like major features on this next one, the second quarter. So basically in the third quarter, the theme for the third quarter, I'll go ahead and give it to you, is just to go harder. The third quarter, go harder. The fourth quarter is crunch time. And after the crunch time, I'm going to name the album Overtime. You feel me? So the Overtime is going to be the album. And somewhere in there, I'll drop an exclusive mixtape called Triple Double No Assist, rap, producing, engineered by me.
Hopefully nobody steals the name of your mixtape or album. So
they can't do it, though. Ain't nobody rap, producing, and engineering their own shit right now, so I ain't even worried about it. If they do a Triple Double No Assist, if they try and do me like Young Thug and put out a Triple Double No Assist,
they
I do
get it. That's what's up. Well, thank you for giving me your time. I enjoyed you on the show. But before I let you go, one more time, let everybody know where they can contact you for, you know, booking for the feature, or definitely contact you for some of those fire beats.
And you can hit me at www.jezjuice.com for anything or all the information on there. Everybody goes to the website. I need more website traffic anywhere. www.jenzy.com.
That's what's up. Okay. Before you leave me, anything that I didn't ask you that you want to say or any shout outs that you want to give?
And shout out Justice Lane, shout out Madhouse. You know what I mean? I already shouted out Geek Squad, who I'm working with, Chris Gang. Yes. Shout out my homie Mojo, Brit Squad. We working on a big project. I did a lot of tracks for bruh. Y'all go check out Mojo Mixtape, exclusive tracks on there mixed by me, him, Young Scooter, and Young Ralph from YMCMB. It's called Dopo. Y'all go grab that. Shout out Mr. VIP, VIP Cuts. I've been working with him, Mr. VIP. His new whole movement is just crazy. Mixtape coming soon. He got singles with Cat One, new single with Sequence. It's going crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was supposed to tell nobody, but we on the radio. That's where it get leaked at. So it's done.
Oh, Lord.
That's my brother. So can you hit me with a text in a few minutes? Like, boy, you wasn't supposed to say nothing about the Sequence track. Boy, it's big. It's going to be huge. Ain't going to be no covering up in a few weeks, you feel me? So.
This is Madhouse Radio, and we're known for that exclusive, so it ain't nothing new. Thank you for that, and thank you for tuning in, and make sure everybody else stays tuned in, and definitely you already know this is your home, so just hit us up whenever you got something new coming on. You already know, give me that exclusive.
That's what it do, always.
And that's what it is. Hello, world. Next song coming up, we have Master P featuring Turk Woody. Make sure you check it out. Also, make sure you check out that exclusive interview with me and Turk, you know, talking about the Birdman and Cash Money situation. Everything's just crazy, but you can check it out inside IFM Magazine. That issue's about to drop this week. Make sure you check out ifm-radio.com and definitely check that out and subscribe. This is Master P featuring Turk Woody.
Young and Thug and Records taking over for 1999, bitch. We gon' take this shit back. Woody. We gon' take this shit back. Woody. We gon' take this shit back. We gon' take this shit back. Smoking the good, toting them gas, dressing in black. Where them hoes be on the porch playing punk and beer pack. In the project, the ghetto, the gutter, the slums, where niggas be bop that murder. Red rum and that dirty, dirty, where niggas got 30-30s. And like Tiger Wood, nigga, push them birdie birdies. Be on the track early, hood niggas and hood chicks. Hood rich, still living in the bricks. Hood shit, that's what they buy, that's how they live. Running all bottom. Dog ass kill, caps your peel. Homie, it's real in the field. Young niggas pack steel. Fuck it, it's how they feel. Hold it, hold it, yes, yes. They be harder than them damn projects, yes.
Fucking with the hot boys. Hot boy, Turk and me, we back up on the block, boy. 3C Murder, R.I.P. Slim. We back up on the block, I mean, we back up in the gym. Nigga, getting his weight up, getting 30 for a kilo. 500 for an ounce, that's a motherfucking freako. The way we shoot this pistol, they call us evil. I'm from the Kellyo Project, I do this for my people. Yeah, I'm a killer, nigga, call me Meatball. I'm a drug lord like Clemens, I put it in the hall. Free the boy, B-Jizzle, he be home in a minute. Nigga, I'm the mayor, got the keys to the city. Nigga, Woody on your bitch if your bitch looking pretty. Woody play games and Woody, he could get it. Woody in the big cars, fucking with the big dogs. Riding with the top off, choppers on the front yard, mob shit.
Woody, what's up?
Woody,
what's up?
Woody,
what's up?
I didn't hear myself.
Woody, what's up?
Woody,
what's up?
Woody,
what's up?
Woody,
what's up?
hustle on, be selling clothes like crack. Using them credit cards, writing them phony checks. Stripping at them strip clubs, charging them down trick. Quit the beat a hoe down, the bitch get out of place. Shake her with a box cup, spray her eyes with mace. They be smoking weed, drinking lean, popping necks. Some of them hoes tougher than a nigga in a jet. Baby mama, drive my house full of hood rats. You never saw they daddy, don't even know where he at. Old folks be on the post, they see everything. On mine, they call 5-0, tell them everything. Crack fiends, roam the street all night. Stealing everything that come in their sight. They get right when they get right. Go on the flight, they just might. Breaking your house, gotta leave all your life.
You were just listening to Master P featuring Turk Woody. Make sure you check that out. And that concludes our show. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week, each and every Thursday. Make sure you visit our website at ifm-radio.com. Also subscribe to IFM Magazine. The next issue will be featuring the Turk interview, so make sure you check that out. Also, if you would like to be featured in IFM Magazine, all you have to do is contact madhousebooking@gmail.com. Also, make sure to follow your girl on Instagram at I Am Justice Lane. Good night, guys.